This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli leaving for China visit beginning August 30th to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. Communications Minister Gurung says Nepal's Lipu Lake Limpia Thura border issue will be discussed during Prime Minister's China visit. Government called the social media operators for listing, giving 7-day deadline to make them responsible and accountable. And Indian Prime Minister Modi calls for self-reliance as US President Trump's 50% tariff on India takes effect. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is visiting China from coming August 30th to the 3rd of September at the cordial invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs in a press release today stating that the Prime Minister has been invited to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit 2025 and the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War. The Prime Minister will be accompanied by his spouse Radhika Sakye. Similarly, during the visit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to meet with President Xi Jinping in Tianjin. He will also address the SCO Plus Summit in Tianjin on the 1st of September. On the sidelines of the SCO Summit, the Prime Minister will meet some world leaders attending the summit. The entourage of the Prime Minister will comprise Education Minister Raghuji Pantha, Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey, MP Purna Bahadur Kharka, and Chabilal Biswakarma, Prime Minister's Economic and Development Advisor Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, and high-ranking government officials. The Prime Minister and his delegation will return home on the 3rd of September. Meanwhile, Communications Minister Prithvisa Bagrung has said that Nepal's Lipu Lake Limpia Thura border issue will be discussed during Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's China visit. Minister Gurung made the remark in response to queries made from media persons during a press conference organized at Singhadarbar today to make the decisions of the cabinet meeting public. Communications Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, said that the preparations are underway to express opposition to the government between China and India regarding... Pardon me, please listen it again. The preparations are on the way to express opposition to the agreement between China and India regarding the use of Nepal's Lipu Lake border crossing during the meeting. Meanwhile, the Council of Ministers meeting held on Monday has decided to issue a public call for listing within a 7-day deadline to make social media operators responsible and accountable. Isuri Devinupane has been elected unopposed as the President of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives. Nupane, who represents the Nepali Congress in the lower house under the proportional representation system, was the sole candidate for the post. Her nomination was announced during a committee meeting held today under the chairmanship of its senior-most member, Sarvendranath Shukla. The position had turned vacant following the resignation of chair of the committee, Ram Hari Khatiwada of the Nepali Congress. Nupane's candidacy was backed by CP and UML lawmaker Krishna Gopal Shrestha. Meanwhile, she took the oath of office and secrecy before Speaker Devraj Khimire later today at Singhadarbar-based Parliament, Federal Parliament Secretariat. Birganj Metropolitan City has decided to extend the school closure in view of the cholera outbreak. Chief of the Education Division at the Metropolis, Ananda Lamisani, informed that the schools would remain closed till Friday in a bid to contain cholera spread. The local level has further requested the teachers and employees at schools to form teams and mobilize in the community to spread public awareness against cholera. Cholera outbreak was first witnessed around the 20th of August in Birganj. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal has stressed the importance of implementing an integrative policy in politics. the upper house chair made the remark while addressing a discussion on the study report on the national integrity policy organized in Kathmandu today by the Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the National Assembly. He also emphasized that under the current circumstances, where moral values have not been applied in politics, everyone's attention should be directed towards establishing it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू करना #14 #7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has released a total amount of 754.93 million rupees to provide subsidy for sugarcane farmers, according to the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development. The Ministry of Finance has released the subsidy payment, which will be transferred to the beneficiary's account through the district-based treasury and financial controller offices. The rhino census, which was halted last year after donors indicated that they could not provide support, will be conducted this year. The Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation has allocated some budget for this purpose this year. Dr. Ram Chandra Kandel, the Director General of the Department, said tiger census is starting in November. The tiger count is carried out in Pursa, Chitwan, Banki, Bardia and Sukla Patan National Parks. Meanwhile, it is reported that there were 335 tigers in Nepal, according to the tiger census conducted in 2022. Similarly, 752 rhinos were found in national parks and conservation areas across the country in the rhino count conducted in 2021. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, under some international news updates. The U.S. has imposed a 50% tariffs on Indian goods weeks after President Donald Trump signed an executive order adding a 25% penalty over New Delhi's continued purchase of Russian wool and arms. The move has placed India, once counted among Washington's closest partners in the Indo-Pacific, among the most heavily taxed nations in global trade. According to the BBC, economists warned that the measure could undercut exports and slow growth in the world's fifth-largest economy, which had relied heavily on U.S. markets. Facing the blow, Indian government has shifted into the damage control mode. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this month promised tax cuts to ease the impact on ordinary citizens and millions of small businesses. Addressing Independence Day celebration in New Delhi, leader Modi appealed to shopkeepers and entrepreneurs to display Made in India signs outside their stores. Ukrainian forces have confirmed that Russian troops have crossed into the eastern Dnipro Petrovsk region and are attempting to gain ground. The BBC cited Viktor Trehubov of Dnipro Operational Strategic Group of troops as saying that it was the first assault of such a scale in the region, while noting that Ukrainian forces had managed to stop the advance. Russia has repeatedly claimed since the summer that its forces had pushed into the area while advancing from neighboring Donetsk. In early June, Moscow announced that an offensive was underway, though Ukrainian officials maintain that Russian units have barely moved beyond the regional border. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the high hilly and thorough region of Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces and hilly regions of Kusi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will be leaving for China visit beginning August 30th to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. Communications Minister Gurung says Nepal's Lipulekh Limpiadhura border issue will be discussed during Prime Minister's China visit. Government calls social media operators for listing, giving 7-day deadline to make them responsible and accountable. And Indian Prime Minister Modi calls for self-reliance as U.S. President Trump's 50% tariff on India takes effect. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.